So I was asking about if they were going to come up with some of the false flags, so that they can use that as a ploy to take away more freedoms and to go to another war or what have you, or give more money to the banks.
We'd say we certainly hope so. We certainly hope so. That would bring us joy beyond calculation. Because at the end of the day, just like you have, darling, you've changed the way your perspective gaze embraces anything. And every day, at the end of the day, having any interaction or anything to do with us should be about bringing you into your power. So if it brings you into your power, and then they can prove the point, validate the position, get a Kodak moment, put it in the New York Times and let it be, it makes no difference to you. And if that's the case, when you come into your own power, let them do whatever they want to do. And it won't have any effect on you at all, because you'll be so busy pleasing and delighting yourself, you won't notice that there's another war. The only reason they even know, they could have been fighting this war forever and nobody in America even know it. There's been no outcome. There's been no degree. There's been nothing accomplished. There's been a whole lot of money checks spent, a whole lot of video conferencing back and forth. There's been no validation. No one's been conquered.
Except for our
economy. You'd think if the United States of America took over something, you'd see an outcome. You'd see some flags getting torn down and taking over something. Well, no. We know. Just go and look and see about the Articles of War. Uh-oh, there aren't any. So we would say you have no validation that you're in a war.
Right.
Because your law says that if there aren't Articles of War, you ain't in war. That's why the Korea War was more accurately corrected as a Korea conflict. It wasn't a war. There were no articles of war.
Okay, true.
History says there was no war in Korea. It was a conflict.
Right, but we're always in a conflict. For the last 30 years, we've been in some sort of conflict.
Ain't it wonderful? It's just fabulous. We think it's wonderful.
Well, yeah, let's... All the money goes away from education.
Well, honey, the sky's been falling for years. Honey, they were running around waiting on the rupture, and it ain't ruptured yet. The new news is it's May 21st. It's all going to be over. Don't pay your credit card. Sell your house. Move out. Do whatever, because it's all going to rupture out, and you're going to be 5 months. And if you don't get in the rupture, then you're going to be 5 months of travail and mess and stuff and... Oh, yawn, Boris.